From WGCU News, this is Gulf Coast Live. The short-term rental service Airbnb, which lets guests reserve people's homes and spare rooms, began paying state and local taxes in Florida this week. This comes as lawmakers have grappled over how to approach an emerging service that exists outside of the regulations traditionally applied to hotels. We'll explore what this will mean for state coffers, the company, and its users. Also, one of the strongest El Niños on record is approaching. Similar strength El Niños have brought storms, tornadoes, and fatalities to Florida. We'll talk about what to expect this year and what local emergency management departments are doing to get ready. First, this news. Welcome to Gulf Coast Live. I'm Topher Forges. We'll see one of the strongest El Niños on record this year. What that means for our weather, coming up in about a half hour. But first, in recent years, Airbnb has become a way for homeowners to rent out rooms and make cash on the side. It's also a way for guests to travel without having to pay for the price of a hotel room. But as the service has become more popular, it's gotten the attention of hotel owners and lawmakers. Hotel owners have said it's not fair that Airbnb doesn't have to pay the same taxes they do and adhere to the regulations that drive up their costs. But now things are changing. This week, Airbnb began collecting state and local taxes in Florida. This includes a statewide sales tax and some county bed taxes. To help us understand how the arrangement works, what it will mean for the state, the company, and its users, is Christopher Nolte from Airbnb. Christopher, thank you for being on Gulf Coast Live.
Topher, thanks so much for having me.
And we're also joined by Diane Nelson, the Pinellas County Tax Collector. Hi, Diane.
Hi, Topher. It's a pleasure to be here.
And we're joined by Paul Phipps as well of the state's tourism arm Visit Florida. Thank you all for being here.
And thank you.
And you can join our conversation. Call 1-877-428-8255. That's 1-877-GCU-TALK. Send an email to gulfcoastlive@wgcu.org. Comment on Facebook at WGCU Public Media or tweet using the hashtag GulfCoastLive. So, Christopher, I want to start with you. How did Airbnb come to start paying in taxes in Florida?
Yeah, so, you know, over the last 2 years or so, we've been working with cities and states across the U.S. To make it possible to, you know, collect or remit hotel taxes on behalf of our community. And, you know, Florida is now the largest state where we're doing that, and we were really excited to, you know, partner with folks at the state level and at the county level in Pinellas and elsewhere to make this happen.
And so is this you know, how does Airbnb see this? Is this a good thing for you? Is it something the company really wants to engage in?
Yeah, absolutely. We think it's a great thing. You know, we are eager to, you know, help our community collect and remit hotel taxes in as many places as possible. In the last 2 years alone, we've gone from doing that in just a handful of cities to, you know, more than two dozen, from, you know, zero states, now four states. And we continue to work with lawmakers everywhere to make it possible to do this. And we think it's the right thing. We want to pay our fair share, and we want to make sure that our community is able to collect and remit the taxes that are required by local and state laws.
And so what does this mean for customers? I mean, you know, I think it's a 6% sales tax statewide. There are some bed taxes across various counties. What is it going to mean for the people who are using the service?
Yeah, you know, it means that anyone who is staying in a shared room, in an apartment, in a home, anywhere in the state of Florida, you know, through our platform, is going to be paying, you know, the same state hotel taxes that anyone staying at a hotel or a resort would be as well. You know, we believe it's the right thing to do, but we also know that for many people, you know, the choice of Airbnb is about a really unique experience, about, you know, getting to explore a different part of a city, a different part of a state, and to do so and live like a local. And so we, you know, we're excited to be able to work with Florida lawmakers on this and to make it possible for our community to collect and remit hotel taxes.
And, you know, this would mean that costs will go up to a certain degree. Do you think will it be a significant jump?
Well, you know, as you said, it's a 6% tax. You know, it's the right thing to do, and we think that that's really important, and we want to continue making it possible for our hosts to be collecting and remitting this. It's certainly not something that we're concerned about. Our focus here is making sure that our hosts and guests can collect and remit the taxes that are required by local laws.
And you mentioned your company is collecting taxes in 4 states. You're also doing it in several major cities. Have you noticed any changes in the habits of your users in the cities and states where you're collecting taxes versus in areas where you're not?
You know, one thing that we've seen is that our hosts are really happy to have us play an intermediary role in making this possible. You know, the vast majority of people who are sharing their homes in Airbnb, you know, are sharing their primary residence, are doing this occasionally. They don't have, you know, in-house counsel and an in-house accountant to help them navigate local tax laws. And so, you know, our ability to play that intermediary and to collect and remit on behalf of our hosts and guests has made it much simpler for people to share their homes. And that's certainly something that our users are really thrilled about. In terms of guests, I think that, you know, this is something that guests expect. In the way that, you know, when you check into any hotel, you would expect to pay, you know, local hotel taxes.
And can you elaborate a little bit more on that process? How, you know, say you're a user who sees a listing in Florida in maybe one of these counties, you make that listing. How does it go from, you know, the user to eventually the state in terms of the taxes? How are you going to collect and, you know, how do you collect and remit it to the state?
Yeah, so if you were staying, you know, in an extra bedroom in my home in Naples, you know, there would be a tax added at the end of the transaction, and Airbnb collects that tax. And at the end of the month, you know, we send one check to the relevant, you know, tax authorities involved, whether it's the state, the county, whoever it may be. And so it's just it's a product change in terms of what the user sees, but, you know, works because of an agreement, a voluntary collection agreement that we've made, you know, in the case of with the Pinellas County tax collector, with the state tax authorities in Florida, you know, with the city tax collector in San Francisco and San Jose and Portland and dozens of other cities in the United States.
Sure. And the state gave the go-ahead. The way this works on sort of a state level in between all the counties is the state gave the go-ahead to 22 counties to begin collecting bed taxes with Airbnb. But for other Florida counties, it has to be worked out independently. How does that work?
So, you know, I'm not an expert on every county in Florida, but the general sense is that, you know, in those 22 counties, the state is involved in the collecting and remitting of that tax. As I think we demonstrated, with, you know, in partnership with Pinellas County, we're eager to work with other counties, and we currently are, you know, having conversations with a number of other large counties in Florida to do the exact same things, that we can be collecting and remitting those hotel taxes on the county level as well. You know, the process is not as simple as it might seem, but we are committed to making it work and to working with tax authorities to figure out the best way to partner with them.
Process might not be as simple as it seems. How?
Well, you know, just this, it requires, you know, Airbnb proactively working with tax authorities to play that intermediary role, to collect and remit on behalf of our community. And it's something that we're happy to do. And, you know, thanks to the leadership of folks in Pinellas County and across the state of Florida, we're able to do that, you know, in those different places. But we're eager to do it in as many places as possible. And so, you know, we want to work with any, you know, state or local government that wants to work with us.
And we're talking about Airbnb starting to pay taxes in Florida. Are you a user wondering about prices or a hotel owner hearing the news? Let us know what you think. Call 1-877-428-8255. That's 1-877-GCU-TALK. Send email to GulfCoastLive@WGCU. Comment on Facebook at WGCU Public Media or tweet using the hashtag GulfCoastLive. And Diane Nelson, you're the Pinellas County tax collector. Could you, you know, why is it that, how does that, I wonder if you elaborated that a little bit more. Why is it the Pinellas County, which I think you're the only county in the state that has worked out an independent collection agreement with Airbnb currently, why is it that you would have to do it independently versus the 22 counties where the state's involved?
Well, the other counties, the ones that the state collect the money for, are usually smaller counties, and they don't have a department like the larger counties that have many hotels and motels. So we are what we call a self-administering county, and we negotiate the contract with Airbnb.
And so what's your take on this? What do you think about Airbnb's decision to begin paying taxes?
Well, I think it's wonderful, and we've had a wonderful rapport with Airbnb. We started this negotiations in August of this year, and I'm happy to say we're collecting December 1.
And how did it How did it come together? Who reached out to whom? How did it all sort of coalesce?
Well, we've been monitoring, you know, the articles with Airbnb in various cities and so forth. And this past year, we reached out to Airbnb to come and speak to our tourist development conference in August. It was then that I was able to approach them, and we started chatting, and we took it from there. And I'm very, very pleased with the professionalism. And as I'm hearing from the gentleman from Airbnb, you know, they support the community. They want to do what's right. The taxes are here. They belong in our county and our state. It helps to nourish our beaches and so forth. That's some of what the money is used for. It's help for marketing. It's great for the tourists that come here and find this is a vacation spot.
I was going to ask, what is, you know, when it goes into the county coffers, what is it used for?
Well, most about 57% is on a beach nourishment, and I do know that about 57% is on marketing. And then we have beach nourishment in that. And then, of course, our Tourist Development Council and the Board of County Commissioners decides how the money is spent and so forth. But a good amount of it is in marketing our county.
And the idea is, projecting, you have tourism, it ideally brings more people to the area, more people to the state, which kind of means everybody, you know, including Airbnb, would, pays into that to attracting more people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, when you have those additional fees that help with our sports and our museums, making them better and more attractive, you have more and more people that do come to Pinellas County. And we want them to come to Pinellas County.
So what do you guys have to iron out when you begin talking in August? What are some of the things that you need to cover when working out a tax agreement like this?
Well, most of that is all pretty much confidential. when we deal with... this is something that we do not just with Airbnb, but with tourist development as a whole. It is in our statutes and so forth. So we follow that, and we're very careful. But most of it was, and I give Airbnb credit, they were concerned about their host, and they wanted amnesty, and we would not go after the people that had not been paying taxes before. And I'm one that looks forward. I'm not one to look back. So this allows us to move forward and start to bring in the additional fees and taxes into Pinellas County.
And I want to bring in Paul Phipps from Visit Florida. Paul, what does this mean? You know, Visit Florida is sort of the state arm of the state tourism arm. What does this mean for Visit Florida coming, you know, having Airbnb paying into the sales-wide tax or statewide sales tax?
Well, I mean, it certainly is. It helps in creating a level playing field, so to speak. I've had over 100 million visitors coming in this year to Florida. Over half of them stay in non-hotel product. And it's a critical part of our industry. And the local TDCs, just like Pinellas County, you know, they rely on that tax revenue to maintain a really good quality of tourism experience there in that local area. And then certainly marketing, and we do joint things marketing with Fort Myers and that whole area down there, it really is going to be a very positive step. You know, as we look forward, we estimate by 2020, we'll be over 125 million visitors. So the growth curve on this, it's the number one industry in Florida, is very, very strong. And just recently were in California and met with Airbnb there, and we are going to start doing some marketing programs with them to the product they have. It just makes a lot of sense. I've read several times in the last few months that Airbnb now is the biggest hotelier in the world. You know, they're larger than Marriott. And so they're very relevant, and they're important to the tourism industry. They certainly are important to Pinellas County, and I'm glad that they worked out a relationship, because that's going to be beneficial to everybody involved.
And you said the state is talking with Airbnb, and you mentioned the California trip for some marketing. How does that work?
Well, you know, we do a lot with our, you know, we have over 12,000 partners in the state. We have very good visibility on hotel product. There's 430,000 hotel rooms in the state of Florida. And we know by county occupancies, month by month, we know where we have capacities, you know, so we can, as we grow this, we've got to use the whole footprint of the state and get people into areas where we know we have opportunity. And one of the things that has been a challenge is we don't really have a lot of visibility on non-hotel product. And by Airbnb doing what they're doing, HomeAway, these are some programs where we can get in, get some good visibility on where they have capacity for room nights with product they have. And we can market to the constituents, as they said. You know, Airbnb, it's the persona of that person is kind of going native. They want to be a local. They don't want a full-service hotel. There's a lot of people that just don't want that experience. And so they really serve the needs of a constituent that now we can be more aggressive in marketing to, and county by county, knowing where we have capacity. So I think it's going to be a win-win for everybody involved, and certainly it's going to be a win for the consumer. You know, the other side of this, too, that's interesting is that a lot of your people that are renting, providing either a room in their home or a rental property, are boomers or senior citizens, and it's supplemental income for them. You know, it's as you say, it's capitalism at its best. But, you know, that also is beneficial. Last year, the state of Florida mailed 9 million property tax statements to an out-of-state address. We have an unbelievable amount of non-resident property in the state of Florida. And so the relationship with an Airbnb and HomeAway and others, the rental property managers across the state that we deal with, is really going to be a real positive for the 62 counties that collect bed tax, and certainly then on the sales tax side continue to drive this industry.
And so it sounds as if, you know, the more that Airbnb has operated in the state, you've seen demographic shifts in terms of how people are spending time in the state who are coming for tourism. Paul? I think I might have lost you there for a second there, Paul. And you can join the conversation on Airbnb. Call 1-877-428-8255. That's 1-877-GCU-TALK. You can send an email to gulfcoastlive@wgcu.org. Find us on Facebook at WGCU Public Media. Tweet using the hashtag Gulf Coast Live. So, something I was curious about with Pinellas County is that before this, Diane, I understand the county encouraged people who put their apartments or rooms on Airbnb to volunteer to let the county know they were using the service. How did that work?
Well, we would encourage people. Well, Airbnb also put it on their website that one of the recommendations was to contact your local county and that there were additional taxes due. And they would contact us, and of course we would set them up and allow them to register, and then they would start collecting the taxes. So we did have some that volunteered because they learned about it, and of course we had our internet investigators, which is my staff, and as we found those, we would contact the individual, and of course we would register them at that time. This makes it a whole lot easier for everyone concerned because now Airbnb has taken the lead in doing this, and when the individual rents a room, the computer, the application is all set up to collect the proper room rate and then the appropriate taxes for each of the taxing authorities. And then once a month, like they said, that they forward that money to us. So
yeah.
It will work out for everybody. It's good. It's an easy win-win for everyone.
I was curious, you know, because it seems you know, that goes into sort of the nitty gritty of how everything is connected and how, you know, you keep track of everybody. Paul, I believe we have you back.
Yes, you do.
I just wanted to ask how, from the state standpoint, how will do you know exactly, you know, how much you're expecting in terms of tax dollars from this or how much of a boost this is going to be to the state?
And no, you know, we don't, you know, at this point, the thing that we're the, you know, the state's tourism marketing organization, and the thing that, you know, we're chartered to do is to get people to Florida. And the thing we're excited about with Airbnb, certainly we like the tax revenue. It affects our quality of life. It's a big reason, tourism, why we don't have state income tax. And the thing we're excited about is getting visibility on the product that's in these counties and how we can market to that. That is going to be a big win for this state. But, you know, the thing that at times, you know, we're in a society today of shared community. And what Airbnb has done for us is it's organized what was very much a cottage industry an organization where, in this case, now we can start to collect tax revenues on this stuff, get visibility to it, which we would have never had the opportunity to do without Airbnb. I mean, they have it anyway.
Paul, I think we're losing you again. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Having a little bit of problem hearing you.
All right.
But Christopher, you mentioned that you are talking with other counties. Can you tell us what you're expecting going forward with Florida, what other counties you might be talking with?
Yeah, you know, for the time being, you know, we're going to keep those conversations private, but you know, we want to be able to replicate what we did in Pinellas and in every other county in Florida. You know, as others have talked about today, you know, we know that this is an important thing to do and the right thing to do. We know that it's really helpful to our hosts, and we want to, you know, be a good actor in working with local governments, and we think it's really important to do that. And so we're going to continue working with people across the state to make it happen.
And I think that is all the time that we have right now. But any closing thoughts, Christopher?
You know, I just want to highlight, you know, some of what Paul said, which is, you know, we're really looking forward to continue working with, you know, the Florida Tourism Bureau and folks in other states as well to help people, you know, explore every corner of the state, you know, experience it like a local, and to see some of the greatest parts of a really incredible place.
And that's all the time we have today. Thank you, Christopher, Diane, and Paul.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Christopher Nolte is with Airbnb, Diane Nelson is the Pinellas County Tax Collector, and Paul Phipps is Chief Marketing Officer of Visit Florida. We'll be right back after this quick break to talk about one of the strongest El Nino on record coming this winter and what it means for our weather forecast. You're listening to Gulf Coast Live on WGCU, NPR, for Southwest Florida.